This is KNKX News. Tomorrow, advocates for fair trade are gathering to mark the 20th anniversary of the WTO meeting that became known as the Battle in Seattle. The images of police using tear gas on protesters made front-page news around the world. Bellamy Palethorpe and Paula Whistle were among this station's reporters capturing the sound of it all 20 years ago, from the chaos in the streets to the highly charged discussions in the corridors of power. They dug through the KNKX archives for this look back.
I think you were part of the group that went out that morning when the WTO was scheduled to begin meeting, right, Bellamy?
Yeah, I was. And it was intense.
Nobody gets in or out, okay? Everybody make a strong line. We've got a strong line over there. Nice.
Protesters started blocking those intersections.
Right, and then eventually the police showed up in riot gear.
Out of the roadway, please.
And that, I think that was the first time that I had seen Seattle police in riot gear, and it's really just eerie.
They put on a gas mask, started spraying us with pepper spray.
Everybody was standing there, and then they just started launching off tear gas.
And then I was actually out there when the tear gas started, and I wasn't really close, but it was close enough that I could smell it and definitely felt it stinging my eyes.
We were in our old offices, Bellamy, downtown, and up on the 8th floor, you could open those old windows.
Sixth and Stewart.
At one point, I just put my mic out the window, and I could hear all of this mayhem happening.
I mean, maybe I was naive. It was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was quite a bit younger as a young reporter out there, and I really had kind of believed a lot of what the city was saying to the protesters, because we knew that protests would happen, but the assumption was that it would be peaceful.
Exactly. And I think there was the mayor at that time, who has since passed away, Paul Schell, the night before all of this happened, he spoke to people at Key Arena, and he promised, we are a welcoming city. We believe in the First Amendment. We're welcoming all of these protesters. And then all of this happened, and he was kind of put in a position of having to explain what happened.
I apologize to those citizens who had to sniff tear gas. It's not pleasant. I'm saddened at the fact that as a former protester myself that I had to do that.
Meanwhile, all these world leaders were on the way, including President Bill Clinton.
To those who came here to break windows and hurt small businesses or stop people from going to meetings or having their say, I condemn them.
So all of a sudden, there's a curfew and a no protest zone? And this was the first time that there had been those kinds of restrictions since World War II. We haven't had anything like that since. I mean, it really was exceptional. Somehow, though, we were able to be in the midst of that. I remember taking a walk with you one night.
Well, yeah, it was. You know, I think it was that night. And they had done these mass arrests of people. That's another thing that happened. And so the streets were cleared. There was a curfew in place. And you and I were walking from 6th and Stewart down to Town Hall. And it was post-apocalyptic.
I mean, it was interesting because despite how the city was really shut down like that, it was so eerie, but there were still a lot of events going on.
Well, right. We were headed to Town Hall for an event with Ralph Nader.
I hereby challenge you to debate me in a five-hour debate in front of a partisan audience for you.
So he was actually challenging diplomat David Aaron.
Yeah, there was just all this debate going on in all these different venues around town.
And this went on really all week. I mean, it was 5 days of WTO conference and then all the events around that. Another really interesting set of issues that I was covering at the time had to do with intellectual property and how that is handled under international trade and global trade. A group of NGOs put on a press conference about genetically modified organisms, the patenting of life, of plants and animals being a big concern. And then this press conference was actually crashed by lobbyists who had the opposite point of view.
We know that genetically modified organisms, these are living organisms, and if you bring them into a country, they will cross-pollinate with other plants, and therefore they will destroy, you know, the diversity that is existing there.
Who do you actually represent?
I represent the indigenous people. Who are you?
Indigenous people.
So this is just really one example of, you know, the kind of debate that was going on then that really continues to this day. We're still hearing about GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Controversy continues about whether, you know, this kind of seed should be used and how it should be patented. So you know, we remember the street violence
right.
of the WTO, the tear gas, the police tactics. That's all very important. But really, the underlying issues are the things that made the leaders of our city want to bring this organization here.
And there was just so much going on, like you said, beyond the smashing windows and the tear gas. You know, one thing I remember covering, and this was a major issue, and it also kind of got overshadowed, there were 40,000 at least environmentalists and union leaders and others who were opposed to the way the WTO operated. They were marching on that same day where you had the violence downtown. I remember just the passion you heard. And it wasn't that they wanted to shut the WTO down. They wanted to change the WTO.
Every newspaper, radio, and television in America and around the world is about our demands for workers' rights, human rights, environmental, and public health.
They're either going to fix the WTO or we'll nix it. One of the two. Fix it or nix it.
And, you know, the chant that they were chanting as they marched down was fair trade, not free trade.
When they say free trade,
we say fair trade.
And that was an important march, too, because it was the coming together of the labor movement and the environmental movement.
It's one of those defining moments for the city. And I mean, this will sound like a weird comparison, but I think of like when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl and like everybody in the city in some way felt connected to that. There's almost nobody you could talk to who was in this area during WTO that doesn't have some memories of either people staying on their couches because they were, you know, in town to go to events, or they were somehow caught in the crossfire downtown, or they just remember the feeling of somehow we were very important at that moment.
In some ways, it reminds me a little bit of the fall of the Berlin Wall in the sense of just the atmosphere.
Which you also covered.
Which I also happened to be in the midst of. The atmosphere in the city was unlike any other time that I've experienced it.
The entire world is watching.
Hell no, WTO!
Thanks, Bellamy. It's been interesting to pull up those old memories with you.
And thanks for helping me dust off the reel-to-reel and get some of that sound out of the archives, Paula. It was a lot of fun.
And figure out how to work it again.
Ha ha ha.